Steve Shells is one of the last of the red shirts. Not going to do that around Stout anymore. Steve Shells, that first year here, when you're sitting on the sideline, you're watching some pretty good linebackers. You had to be picking up some stuff then.
Definitely playing with like Travis Phillips and Eric Gunderson, and hearing about the Spielman and Ecstasy and Luke Steffen play also at a young age. I kind of learned off of all them guys and just got a good feel for the game playing with some of those guys.
Now you're a freshman, or not a freshman, but you're here your second year, but first year of football, and you're breaking in as linemen. You're playing a lot of football.
Yeah, it was just nice that I got the opportunity, and that I kind of picked up the program good and quick and what they expected of me, and just ran with it, really.
Yeah, linebacker history at Stout, and Shills has been a big part of that for 4 years, but certainly the last three. You came in, you were part of a 3-4, or what'd you think of that switch now from... Now there's four guys in front of you instead of two. Your thoughts?
It's definitely, it has changed from, you know, the different style of linebackers. I used to be outside linebacker, and then to be an inside linebacker is a little different, but there still is the importance of the inside linebackers, and that's, you know, a very important part of our defense.
Yeah, your number one job is to ball hot, right, or is it?
Yeah, pretty much exactly, just find the ball and get there, you know.
Did you play out linebacker at, what was that name of that high school that you played for? Schwabron,
yeah. No, I did play inside linebacker at Schwabron, but a majority played fullback my senior year.
All right, how about running for a TD in that first ball game, showing that you can run the ball? You kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, it's a lot of fun to see both sides of the ball, for sure.
All right, why Stout? That's the question. I tell you what, there's got to be something about Ashwaubenon and Menominee, and I don't think you came to Stout because of Menominee or anything like that. But or what was it? What, because Ashwaubenon and Menominee have just had that thing going.
Oh, definitely. It was. I would say the technology education program was a big thing that brought me here. But also, football is kind of in the back of my mind. School was number one thing. But as far as getting the opportunity to play when I got here, it just kind of took off from there, and football became a big part of my life then.
Talk about this, the dedication. Chelsea, we've read about it, we've heard about it. I have not asked you personally about it, but I've got to now because this is your senior interview. Your thoughts about what you've gone through football-wise and also physical-wise to play ball.
Well, it hasn't been, I don't want to say it's been a long, hard road, because it hasn't been that at all. The people here, the trainers especially, have done a very good job as far as being diabetic and that sort of thing, keeping me in check and making sure that my health stays good there, and just lifting and stuff. It's done with the team, and it's a lot of fun, so it's just a matter of just going and doing it.
You know? Your dedication is number one.
Oh, definitely. It's a lot of fun.
Steve Shills, thanks for coming from Ashwaubenon, man. Power to you, and bring some more of them big greens over here, will you?
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you.